message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
Hey, I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Burks.
And it's the 727 Podcast. We're coming at you today from our office. And today we're going to talk about something that it's been weighing on my mind a little bit, because I've been hearing from a lot of people that they're just not making ends meet.
I need money. We all need money.
Yeah. You know, those bills don't stop. So, you know, if you take a day off work, or you want to go on vacation, or you want to take the weekend off, those bills are not stopping. They just keep coming. Every time you open up that mailbox, they're there. The post office isn't going to hold them back. The credit card companies, your mortgage company, they need that money.
They're not going to wait while you say, I promise to pay it.
Definitely not going to wait. They're definitely not going to take your promissory note. They want to get their money. They want to know where the hell it's going to be. And the second you don't pay it on time, it's going to hit your credit. And then it's going to cost you even more with these higher interest rates. So it's important to know what's out there. How can I make more money? This day and age, there's all kinds of different ways that you can get paid and have a second source of income, third source of income, or you know, like Kevin Gates says, you could have 6 jobs. He don't get tired. Myself, I get tired. So,
and I don't want to have 6 jobs.
Definitely don't want to have 6 jobs. So you guys have to think to yourself, you know, what is it that I could do? You know, what do you do? Maybe you like to cook. Maybe you like to clean. You know, people like to drive around. There's all kinds of different ways that you can get that second source of income. You know, maybe you like food. You want to work in the food industry. You know, you could pick up Uber Eats, stuff like that. So let's go over some of these things. The easiest way right now that I've been seeing, and I hear you can make some pretty decent amount of money on the side, is being an Uber driver or working for Lyft.
They make some good money. I've seen their income.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you can stay busy. You can work through the night. You can work in the morning. You can work anytime you want. If you go somewhere on the way back, you can pick somebody up and drop them back off on the way home anyway. So you're going to be driving there, driving back. Why not get paid to do it?
I'm pretty sure it's an app or something that can say when they're on and available. And then if they're not, they just click off.
Not exactly how it works. Don't know how it works, but you know, I just hear a lot about it, and I hear people are making some pretty good money doing it. So if it's something that you like to do, sit in the car and meet people, hey, you know, listen to the radio. It's a good way to make some extra cash, add it on to your current job. The number one way to get some money in your pocket is to stop spending. You know, stop spending on things that you don't have to be buying, things that you don't need. We're not on this planet to just accumulate a bunch of stuff. You know, I myself have shit everywhere.
Guilty.
And it's not because I'm the one buying it. It's because of all the homes that we buy. People just take what they want and they leave literally everything. And some of these houses look like they just walk out the door with the clothes on their back, and that's it. So we have so much stuff, and as soon as we clean up our area, or I spend a whole damn weekend organizing everything, the following week, the shit comes again. You know, we go to clean out a new home, or go clean out an apartment, and box trucks filled of people's junk. And the bad thing is, you know, we don't like to throw things away. We like to donate them or give them to people.
Because a lot of the stuff isn't junk.
No,
it's just convenience. They're like, I can walk out of here, because it costs money to move things. Even though, you know, it always costs money to do anything, but to cost money to move things, sometimes it's better out there just like, forget it, I'll just buy a new one. Yep. So some of the stuff is really good, really good things.
Oh,
but
awesome.
They just don't want it to
not
bother.
Only good, a lot of stuff is brand new, still has the tags, still in the box, never even been opened. They just leave it. It's like, and what am I supposed to do, throw it away? Absolutely not. So my guys, I give them first dibs on it, whatever the heck they want. They could pick through it, they could take it. The other stuff, they bring it back here. And then, you know, unfortunately, I have to sometimes look through it and see, you know, what do we want to keep, what do we want to
donate.
Well,
you give it to clients and open it up to the community if anybody wants to stop by and pick it up. We see people doing that on Facebook all the time, like, hey, I have this outdoor play set, first come, first serve, whoever gets it. So
I just, you know, brought a bunch of stuff out this weekend. We put it right in the alley, and I took a few pictures, put it on a Blue Island free box, and hour later, poof, like magic, it was all gone. So, and it's not like I'm putting out, you know, hot garbage. The garbage, obviously, we throw it away, but the good stuff, I save it. I want somebody to take advantage of it. I'd say about 80 to 90% of the things in my current home are secondhand. There's stuff that I bring home that eventually I put somewhere, use it someplace.
My friend Teresa, she knows how to get a good deal. That's the same way. She shops for it. She barely pays retail prices. It's some good quality stuff for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for things, always look at Marketplace or eBay. Even my kids know. You know, last night they had me go on eBay and purchase a couple of things for them, both of them. You know, so it was funny because they actually brought me the money to purchase the things that they wanted to buy.
Oh yeah.
It was some Pokemon cards that they wanted to buy, and
what did they?
I missed like the half the conversation, but I heard them say, you know, like, "Dad, I ain't no scam," and I'm like, "What?"
I told him because I said you have to give us the money for what you want to buy, and he was, and Antonio says, "We're not scams."
5-year-old kid talking about he's not a scam.
So they make sure they pay their bills.
So I asked him, "What do you mean you're not a scam?" And he said exactly what Jamie just said. He's like, "I pay my bills." He's like, "If I tell somebody I'm gonna, you know, give them the money, I'm gonna give them the money." So he went right upstairs, grabbed the money, and brought it down for us. And you know, it's an awesome lesson that even these 5-year-old kids know to be a man of your word. And you know, if you say you're gonna do something, do it. And most importantly, you know, don't owe anybody anything.
Turn your hobby into income generating. I had a client the other day. She's got a full-time job, W-2 income. She's a chef. So she started a catering business out of her house.
Like I was saying earlier, you know, if that's one of your passions is to cook, you know, use it. You know, start making some food.
People will pay you for your talents. You know, you just never know.
I saw, you know, right now there's a big influx of refugees pouring into the Chicagoland area. And I see a lot of them, they're making food and selling it out of the trunk of their car. They're carrying around little carts. They're, you know, carrying it in baskets, whatever they have to do. They're not sitting at home with their hands folded and waiting for, you know, or their hands open and waiting for it to rain on them. They're actually doing something. And a lot of people like South American food or wherever they're coming from. So they're taking advantage of it and making sure that they can get, you know, as much money as possible and put some money in their pocket. Another easy way, obviously, like what Jamie was just saying, you know, whatever passion you have. So it's not just about cooking. It could be cleaning. It could be
making crafts.
Yes. Especially right now, we're recording this the day after Thanksgiving. And I can tell you, you know, I'm an admin on a page here at Blue Island Happenings. And the amount of people that were making little bears or baskets or roses or whatever have you. So this is actually one thing that I made for Jamie. This is like bootleg as hell, but you know, this is after she blew her nose on it.
It reminds me of like going to a hotel. So it's actually, for all the listeners, it's a toilet paper roll. The end of it, he turned it to where the end of it looks like a rose, looks like a flower.
So all you do, you unroll it, you fold it in half. And then you just wrap it around your finger.
So fancy.
Yeah, and so I did it at home for her. So you just wrap it around, and then you just pull the toilet paper through, and voila, you got a rose. There it is.
How cute.
So, you know, you spray a little perfume on here, and you put it in the bathroom, and bam, there's your rose. So something as easy as that, I mean, it doesn't matter. There's so many things that you could do. Get on Pinterest, get on TikTok, whatever, and you can make some magic happen and make some little extra cash that way. Freelance, if you know how to use the internet, you know, with ChatGPT and all these other things right now, there's so many apps, so many websites that you can go on and learn how to use a computer if you don't know how to use it. Like myself, my computer here on the side is still wrapped in plastic. I'm not the best on a computer. I'm not the best on my phone. So I do what I can, but there's a lot of people out there that really know how to do these things and make logos, make all kind of designs, all kind of marketing. So if that's something that you guys know how to do, you know, put it out there. Put your services somewhere. And even if you get a couple people reaching out to you, that's a little bit of money that you wouldn't have made, and you kind of have to think to yourself this way: I'm getting paid to go to school, you know, to learn these things to become better, and another easy way to make some income.
We've actually also purchased houses in the past that we had full intentions of just fixing and selling, and we made the decision ultimately later to rent it out. So renting out a property is a good way to earn some money. And I have to say, like, of course there's, everyone thinks so the horror stories with that, but there's a lot of rental and investment properties that we've had that have been very, very low maintenance, to where that money that you're making on it is some cash flow that you can utilize for other bills that you have.
So I'm currently smelling the popcorn that's being made in our office right now. Even that, I mean, you could literally go out there, like, I'm fiending for it right now. It smells so good. You can make some popcorn and bag it up and make different flavors and sell it. I mean, there's powder for any kind of popcorn that you want to make, and make a couple dollars. So back to what Jamie was talking about, you know, renting a property, rent your own house, you know, do a house hack. If you guys have a 3-bedroom home and you're only using 2 bedrooms, you could rent out that other bedroom, put it on Airbnb, start renting out a room, or you can find a person that you know and rent it out to them. There's actually websites out there that you can rent out your garage space. You can rent out a space in your basement. You can rent out a space in your backyard. Mm-hmm. So these are all extra ways for you to make a little extra cash, and it's not like, you know, once a month, it's like recurring, you know, like these things can be over and over and over. So, you know, rent out your car, rent out, again, I mean, there's you gotta start thinking outside the box. There's so many things out there for you to make a little extra cash to help you get ahead.
Yeah, I think the hardest part is just getting yourself to do it, to research it, because people think, well, I don't know about that, I don't know what it would take to rent out my car, but the internet is a beautiful thing. Or ask people. Other people out there are making money on crazy things these days.
There's Facebook groups for everything. I don't care if you want to learn how to sell boxes of rocks. There's a guarantee there's a group out there showing you how to sell bags of dirt. I mean, it's just, you have to go out there looking for it.
And making good money on that dirt.
Making really good money on that dirt. So another is you can join a direct sales company. You know, what is a direct sales company? That's where they sell certain products. I'm trying to think of something off the top of my
head. Candles, makeup, coffee.
I'm trying to think of some of these names of these companies. You know, people think they're like, they're the multi-level marketing companies. Those are, you know, a great way to make money. Sell the stuff to your friends, put it out there, sell it to people on the internet. Sometimes you do have to, there is like a small startup fee and you do have to buy a little bit of product, but you know, if you're going to do it, do it. You know, that way I've seen people make millions of dollars doing that type of stuff. So can you make millions of dollars? Yes. If other people have done it, you can do it too. You guys have any questions about anything, or there's ever anything I could help you guys out with, please don't hesitate. A lot of you guys reach out to me, get in my DMs. I got some really cool messages today. I had another gentleman, he wants to have dinner. His wife wants to join the team. Hey, whatever you guys want to do, you guys have any questions? I had another call this morning on starting a mastermind. So whatever, please reach out to me. I have tons of help. I got a huge network. You know, I got
and lots of ideas.
Jamie here, she's probably my best mentor. She kind of hides behind the scenes. She doesn't like to tell anyone what she does or has done. But this woman's a monster. So I'm very blessed to have her next to me. Very blessed to have her in my life and be doing life with her and to have her as the mother of my kids. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to DM either one of us. If you know anybody that needs to hear this message, please send it to them. Let them know about our podcast. We're here to change your life, other people's lives, including our own. So please, if you guys need anything, reach out to us. You guys have a great day, rest of your night, and a great weekend.
Peace.
Bye. Yeah.
I may need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believe. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your...